Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force. Now, here's your host, Jim Rome.
On today's program, we have a couple visiting with us from Phnom Penh, Cambodia, Jean and Linda Pratt. They are a retired couple that are starting out a new life as, well, missionaries.
I was an attorney for about 4.5 years, and then shortly after I was saved, the Lord opened the door for me to be a judge, and I remained a judge for 30 years.
Then you had the opportunity to go to the Global School of Supernatural Ministry, you and your wife, Linda. And now you are in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. You've been over there for some time, and you're starting another ministry in your life. Let's hear more about that.
Yeah, we've met a number of people our age, and in fact, we're having another couple. The husband is presently in the Global Awakening Supernatural School, and they're going to come over and spend a month with us and do ministry with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's filling out your life.
Yes. Oh, it's exciting. It's exciting.
Now, people all over the world that are listening to this program need to hear what you're telling us, because what you're telling us today is available for anyone. Here you are having a ministry that angels are going out ahead of you and telling the people to listen to you, listen to your message, and people are getting saved and healed, delivered from demonic power and dark forces of the past. Okay, Jean, tell us what's going on there.
Well, there's a couple of missionaries up there that we work with, and we got to know because one of the ladies saved named B was saved by people we met back in Pennsylvania when we were going to the Randy Clark Supernatural School. And when she found out we were here, she invited us up. And so we went up at her request up to Bon Lung, and she lives there in Bon Lung, and then her and a man named Gordon Patterson from Australia work together and have been working to reach these villages for some time now. And they invited us up because they knew we were involved in teaching and imparting gifts in the Holy Spirit and baptizing the Holy Spirit and seeing people healed. And so they invited us up because angels started showing up in the villages and speaking in visions and dreams to these people and telling them to believe in the people who were talking about Jesus, that because he was the true God. And they started seeing some healing and some miracles, and so they invited us up to teach on these subjects so that they could understand what was happening to them, because Gordon and Bea didn't think they were quite ready for that, but apparently the Lord has decided they are ready. So we went up there and spent a little over 10 days going to the villages, and we also went to the church, Bon Lung, itself, and ministered there, as well as to a number of Christian leaders that were in the area that Bea and Gordon knew and invited in, and we ministered to them also.
Yeah, the first village that we had gone to, we had to take a 2.5-hour drive, and then we waded across the stream to get to the river where we hired a longboat to take us to the other side. Then we hiked up a narrow trail and through the trees coming to the village, because tribal people all live in the forest. It takes a while to get to the village, and it's quite a trek.
No roads and buses, and this is out in the woods and the jungle. Okay.
Yes, it's out in the woods, yes. It's got red clay out there, and you take off your sandals and roll up your pant leg and wade across the water and the mud and trying to get to the village. And so that was okay with us. So.
But you have to wash the clay off all the time. And in the wintertime, I guess it gets really slick trying to get around in that. But so that's a credit to those two missionaries that have been trekking to these villages for several years now, trying to open them up to the gospel.
And what we really liked the most about this was that the people in the villages had never had anyone come to them to tell them about Jesus before. So these are totally unreached people groups. So that was really exciting going up there for them. And said, we were told that the people knew that we were coming, and so they'd been waiting for us. And some of the people were still working in the fields, and so the night before, they went back to the villages because they didn't want to miss to hear what we had to say. And so, as we had said, the Lord had already visited these people a number of times before we'd even gotten there. An uncle of one of the men and sent to the village at least once a month to give some Bible teachings, as well as Dean Gordon. And most of the people are illiterate and can't even read. And so what they need is the Bible translated into their own Braille language on an MP3 player. So they have people in the village reading the Bible to some of the other people. And so they kind of learn the stories that Bea and Gordon have been telling them, and then they pass the stories on to other people. So those stories get passed on from person to person to person, and then it goes to village to village to village.
It's an oral tradition, so if you tell, even if the Christians tell the story to a non-Christian, the non-Christian will pass it on to somebody else just because they have a tradition of passing on these stories within among the people. So
Gene and I were teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the nine spiritual gifts because we knew that God had already sent angels to them ahead of time. And so when we were asking whether any of them had experienced any of the gifts that we were talking about, several of them raised their hand and they started giving a testimony of what they'd been experiencing. And when someone would say, yes, I received this gift, well, they would all discuss among themselves the story of how they received the gift before we could go on with the teaching.
And because they all had to discuss it, because somebody else had this experience and that experience, and that's the way that they kind of, you can't just give a sermon. You have to stop and let them thrash around the issue, and then when they're done, you can go on. So it's an interesting experience.
Yeah.
Okay, you were telling me about angels working with the people in Cambodia. They're making an appearance and the people are describing what angels look like, and they're not familiar with angels as we are, but their description sounds very similar, and those angels are helping you now.
Yeah, we have pictures that we're confident believe are indications that angels were there at the time, so it was a very, very powerful time.
Some of the people had reported seeing the angels, and they always described them as these men in long white shirts came, and they would come and tell the people, said, you need to believe in this God that they're talking about, because he's the real God.
But anyway, the reason they call it long white shirts, because they don't know what robes are. Because it's warm, and so they never wear a robe, and so they call them long white shirts, and that's their description. It's amazing.
Yeah, they've never read the Bible, and so they don't know, you know, what angels are described as wearing. And so it was really interesting, because what village we had gone to, they all were describing the angels in the same description. They all described them as men coming in long white shirts. And so one of the guys there had received a word of knowledge from an angel, but he didn't know what it was until we started teaching on it.
Yeah, I told him about, you know, Randy Clark all the time has these pains in his body, and he's learned to know that those are words of knowledge. Well, I was describing a word of knowledge that I had when I was with Randy Clark down in Brazil, about a knee injury and how my knee started hurting, and I believed it was the word of knowledge, and so I asked the Lord to make it hurt as bad as my pain, as bad as the pain of the person that he wanted to heal. And I described that, and this one leader raised his hand and said, yeah, that's been happening to me. I go to pray for somebody and I start getting the pain that that person has got. And then when I pray for him and he's healed, then my pain goes away, but he didn't know what it was. And so that was kind of what we were doing, is letting them know that what they're experiencing has a name, and it's biblical, and it's and consistent with Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is wonderful. You see God's hand in this. It's just not us working at it. God is working right along with you. Mm-hmm.
The Lord gave me an interesting kind of picture of what we did when we went up there. It's kind of like B and Gordon have been out in the wood, gathering wood, chopping wood, stacking, creating a place for a fire to be built. And then God comes along and starts the fire, and we got to go up there and blow on it. And that, and now it's burning like a wildfire up there. It's amazing the reports we're getting since we came back.
For those of you that are listening to the Global Air Force program today, we are talking with Gene and Linda Pratt. Gene is a former judge. He was a judge for 30 years in the state of Washington. He went to the School of Supernatural Ministry, that's Randy Clark School, and now they are serving in Northeast Cambodia. And today they're telling us how the people are seeing angels for the first time in their lives. Here they are again. Tell us what's happening there, Linda.
Well, we prayed for this all, and they were an older couple like we were. And he had been a religious leader for some time, but then he fell away from God. And he had an addiction to alcohol, and he was having dreams about snakes. And his wife was sleeping 22 hours a day. She couldn't stay awake during the day. And so their children were our religious leader, being Gordon, and they asked if we would come and pray for them. And so they wanted us to deliver them. And so we said, well, we will not deliver them unless they recommit their lives back to Jesus, because you can't stay delivered if you don't use the authority that Jesus has given us as a Christian.
To prevent the demons from coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we were talking to this woman, her eyes, she could not keep her eyes open. And she could barely stay awake while we were talking to her. And finally, both of them agreed to commit their life to the Lord again, and we went through that and repentance, and were delivered. What was really remarkable is how that the older lady's eyes suddenly brightened, and she could stay awake. You could see the effects of the demon leaving, with her losing that droopiness, the inability to stay awake. It was really amazing to watch. At the end, suddenly she was bright-eyed and alert after normally sleeping 22 hours a day. It was.
Mm-hmm. So that's how demons exhibit. They make people sleep when you're trying to talk to them. That's so. That's a classic. Yes, it is. Okay.
What's interesting here, Cambodia compared to Thailand, because we spent a year in Thailand from 2010 to 2011, October to October. And over there, we did 30 deliverances, and many of them were the people were screaming and talking in demonic tongues, and their tongue would come out, and they would slither like a snake. Many manifestations. And here, there's almost none. It's one older lady up there that came up to us. She wasn't saved. She was, I don't know how old she was. She looked, sometimes when they get old up there, they look a lot older than they are. But
because they've had such a hard life.
The life is so hard, you know.
They've been out in the outdoors all the time, and so their face is real leather looking. And so they look older.
She came up to me and said she had tree spirits in her because they're animus. And so they worship the trees and the sky and the river and all that. But she said she had tree spirits in her and wanted to be set free. And we told her the same thing. You need to become a Christian. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to stay free of these spirits. And so we went through that process, and she agreed to become a Christian. Then we prayed for her to be delivered. And we prayed for a while, and then we stopped and we asked her, and we saw absolutely no manifestations, nothing. She just sat there, and we didn't know whether she was delivered or not, because there was no reaction or manifestation stopping or anything. And she said, "Oh, I have a new consciousness." That was the interpretation they gave us, because they couldn't speak English. And all of a sudden, she just became aware that she had a different consciousness now. And later, we heard the villager said she used to act crazy, and now she doesn't. And so she became a Christian, and she got delivered that same day, and now she's telling people about Jesus.
Okay. So you're finding out that in the different countries, the people that are demon-possessed, the demons are responding differently. In some countries are screaming and acting like snakes, and in other countries are just quiet.
When we were in Thailand, we started out doing similar ministry, and we were based out of Pattaya. It started out, most of what we were doing was physical healing. And then the last 6 months, the Lord just started bringing people to us that needed deliverance. And we did 30, we counted up 30 deliverances, never one the same. So when we teach on deliverance, which we've done, is you can't use a formula, because every person is unique. Their experiences are unique. You have to remember, even demons are unique. They're fallen angels, and they're unique beings also. And that combination of life experiences and personality and the demons involved, you can't use the formula. We had to have the Holy Spirit, and we have stories about deliverances there that if I had not been there, I would not have believed them. Every person we begin to deliver, but when we were done, they were set free and delivered. So the Lord taught us a lot.
One of the things that we have to really remember is that if we don't listen to the Holy Spirit and ask Him to help us deliver the people, that we do not know in ourselves what to do. And it's only by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, He tells us what we need to ask, He tells us to do, and sometimes bypasses us altogether, and He just delivers them no matter what we do. And so that's been really exciting too. But I know we had encountered one of the villagers. He was a prominent leader in the village. He was a Christian leader, and his mother-in-law was giving him a hard time because she wasn't a believer. And so the day that we were there teaching on the Holy Spirit, well, they were talking about all of, before we could even get to the teaching, they were so excited. The people were excited because after worship, and they all ask about testimonies. And so they were all raising their hands. And so this one woman, she was in the back, and she was raising her hand. And then she started talking about what happened. And she'd had an encounter with an angel. The angel came and in a dream. And she described him the same way as all the others. This man in the long white shirt came and told me that I needed to quit persecuting my son-in-law because he was talking about the real Jesus. And so she just accepted Jesus right on the spot. They get these encounters with angels, and they just totally just, for animism just goes out the window, and they become instant believers in Jesus because they had an encounter, the powerful encounter with the Holy Spirit that He's sending angels to these villagers.
Here's a story about one of the men there was actually a witch doctor, and because they're real powerful in the villages because they're the ones who enforce this animistic religion. Well, one of these guys got sick. And he tried all his mumbles or whatever he goes through to try to bring healing, and his children were sick. And he finally took them to the Christians.
And, yeah, because they weren't getting healed.
And so he took kids to this Christian gathering, and the Christians prayed for him and for the kids, and the kids got healed. And in the process, he decided to become a Christian. What happened was that the children of the Christians were out having their
Sunday school
outside. And so they looked up and they saw this black cloud come out of the church when this was going on, up the side of the church building, up onto the roofs. And then they saw this black cloud get knocked to the ground off the building. And they saw a light or something up there. We believe it was probably an angel that knocked this black cloud, this whatever it was, to the ground. And so they started hollering to the parents, and the parents came out, and they had a camera, and so they took a picture of the up on the top of the building. And when they did, there were no clouds in the sky. But when the picture was developed, the picture showed clouds in the sky with rays of light coming out of the cloud. And this witch doctor became a Christian, got delivered in the process. They actually saw the demon being chased out of the building and knocked to the ground by angelic or Holy Spirit forces. You don't know for sure, but that was a week before we got there. By the time we got there, he was already evangelizing and following us around to all our meetings because he actually helped us pray for people to get healed when it came time to prayer. That was an incredible story.
Yeah, because it had only been a week, and there was no indication on his face whatsoever that he had been demonized just a week before we got there. It was just an incredible man, and he had his hands raised in the air with his hands laying on people and was praying fervently for people to be healed and to be saved and to be delivered. It was just awesome.
Can you imagine a witch doctor? Well, he understood the spiritual world. Isn't that wonderful? A witch doctor.
You don't have to convince those people up there that there is the spirit realm, because they deal with the demonic realm all the time, even when we're in Thailand, because they worship, most of the people worship idols, and there's a lot of sexual immorality, particularly in Pattaya where we were at. A lot of unforgiveness, because both in Thailand and in Cambodia, they're taught that forgiveness is a sign of weakness. And so if you have trauma in their life, sexual molestation and emotional abuse, physical abuse,
sexual immorality,
idol worship, and unforgiveness, I mean, that's the devil's playground. He can just about get them to do anything he wants. And so we have to, when these people get delivered, we have to go through and cut off their ties with all their idols that they worship, repent of sexual immorality, go through and convince them to forgive people that have hurt them. And some of the stuff that people have done to these, most of them were women in Thailand, are really awful stuff. Being abandoned, sold as children into sex slavery, their husbands bringing home their girlfriends and having them right in their house. We had one gal that was gang raped. I mean, all that stuff. But we had to convince them to forgive in order to really be set free. And we've done a lot of that. And so we have to teach them that it's not a sign of weakness to forgive. It's a matter of you being set free, because Jesus came to set us free. And that's what we're trying to help them do.
Okay, I see, Gene and Linda, you're covering the basics of deliverance, what is necessary so that you can be delivered. The first thing you brought up was you need to be born again. You need to become a believer. You need to have the power of God in your life. Otherwise, these demons, once they're kicked out, they'll just return. Another thing I see that you're saying, you have to forgive people that have hurt you, and people have truly hurt one another, and you need to ask or you need to forgive them so that God can forgive you. That's a Bible principle. Gene, on our program today, there are people that are listening, and they want that freedom. So it doesn't matter where you are at in this world, our problems the world over are the same, and God is willing no matter where you're at or what you've done, to forgive you and deliver you from the power of the enemy. My friend, God wants to set you free today. Could you pray for them now?
Lord, for all those that are listening and experiencing the sort of things that we're talking about, where they can't be free and they're being tormented by demons because of their past and because of the hurt and rejection and abandonment and
the unforgiveness
that causes a root of bitterness in their lives. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you will open their eyes, that they'll see if there is a hope, there is a way to be set free. Jesus came for freedom, and that there is a way to be free, and that by accepting him and asking the Holy Spirit to come in through his word, to realize that by forgiving people and by severing ties with all other gods and all other relationships that are not consistent with your word, that it takes away our freedom to love, have the joy and the peace and the serenity, Lord, that the Lord wants us, that God wants us to have. And Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you touch them right now, and that their eyes be open to give us all to experience that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into Global Air Force. I'm Jim Rome.
Today, my friend, we have been visiting with Jean and Linda Pratt. They are serving the Lord in Cambodia and the surrounding area. Today, they told some of their stories of what they're experiencing, the remarkable miracles, and just the unusual power of God is showing up and setting people free. Now, they're coming back for a second program where they will continue to tell us their adventures.
If this program today has been a blessing to you and helped you, and you would like to support this ministry, you can send a gift easily by getting on our webpage, and there's a donate button there. Our webpage is www.globalairforce.net. Once again, our webpage is globalairforce.net, and you can easily and quickly send a gift to support this ministry.
Born in the time of Sydney, God in the doctor tell you, in the time of your greatest trial, he truly was God to you. God break down at the door, God in the amen corner, and he's God all over the floor. I know God, saying that he won't ever change. I know God, he always will be God.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.